Anne Strainchamps talked with the director of the Asian Elephant Art and Conservation Project, David Ferris.
The concept was begun as a conceptual art project, and it was art functioning as charity. And so it was the betterment of the world through art, essentially. You know, working as an artist was a nice, easy way for these elephants to earn an income, you know, much easier than hauling logs or anything like this. And after the ban on logging, you know, there was illegal logging going on. The elephants would be, you know, overworked and worked at night, fed amphetamines. Other elephants were brought to city streets to beg on the city streets from tourists and whatnot, and also not a, a sustainable activity. And so this was a nice, easy way for them to find income.
I guess I wouldn't have thought there'd be such great income potential for elephants in making art. I mean, how much money do the elephants make?
Our organization today raises about $100,000 a year for elephant conservation, strictly through the sale of the paintings. We run a website and do a lot of the sales off the website, and we also organize museum and gallery shows and auctions and things like this.
That's a lot of art. I mean, how much do most of the elephants' paintings sell for?
They range from about $350 to $750.
So now, I mean, I would imagine for most people the idea of an elephant learning to paint is about as unlikely as, you know, my dog learning to sing. How do elephants paint?
It is a pretty zany idea, I'll give you that. It's a very actually basic process. It can last for a few days to up to a week or a few weeks. And much like people, you know, some elephants are good artists and pick it up right away. You know, some don't have a creative bone in their body, and those we don't make paint or anything. They're allowed to go spend their hours doing something else.
Pottery, maybe.
Exactly. Yeah. But the actual process, first you teach the elephant how to pick up a brush without eating it, and then, you know, touching the brush to the canvas and positive reinforcement for mark making. And as they continue on, they develop their own style and technique. So each elephant has their own distinctive style.
Will you tell me about an elephant you've seen paint, an elephant maybe you've developed sort of a connection with?
A crush on. There's one particular elephant named Lucky who lives at a wildlife rescue center in Phnom Penh, Cambodia. And she was rescued as an orphan from a poacher's trap and rehabilitated and very gradually made accustomed to people. And now she is the sweetest, most loving elephant I've ever experienced. But she's really eager to paint. And as soon as the paints come out and whatnot, we can set a pot of paint out with a brush in each one. And she'll paint with one particular color. And when she's done with that, she'll toss it. Reach down, grab another color, paint with that one, toss that, keep going. She really gets into it. And a lot of times she'll end up covered with half the paint as the paper is. But
she's the one. I remember seeing some of her paintings on your website. I think she has a very, what you could call kind of a loose gestural style, big sweeping strokes.
Very much so. And that's kind of the beauty of her work. It's obviously abstract, but some of these brush strokes and marks are very distinctive, and as far as, you know, they're not human made. It's not a stroke that you would make with your hand. It's something totally different. You know, the trunk has 20,000 muscles in it, which, you know, the human body I think has 3,000. So it's really dexterous and amazing muscular structure.
Now I also want to ask you about a few of the paintings, which are actually realistic. Boom Bim, for instance, an elephant in Thailand, paints recognizable flowers. I think that the trainer calls them roses. Is the trainer involved in those paintings?
Yes. The figural works, it's more a collaboration, and they still have the control. They're still the only one making the marks on the paper, but the trainers have developed a series of verbal commands as far as like stem and tree and flower and things like this. So it's a learned series of brush strokes. There's these others that have started drawing elephants, and there's a video that's been going around. But
so some of them are painting self-portraits?
Yes, there are elephants now painting self-portraits, which, you know, obviously a lot of people are quite in awe about. They've been trained to do it, but it's amazing they have the control and dexterity and focus to create this composition. For a few people I've spoken with, it's monumental in the fact that as soon as a species starts drawing representations of itself, it's just a matter of time before it can understand what that actually represents.
You said this was basically a way to give the elephants a way of working for a living, you know, helping to earn their keep. I guess that raises the risk that the elephants will be exploited, you know, that we've basically created another kind of circus trick for them to do. How do you guard against that?
Think about it in the context of the situation that they face. Ideally, we'd love to see elephants roaming free throughout untouched, lush wilderness, but In Asia, unfortunately, it just doesn't exist. There's no wild for them to return to, and the wild population is dwindling rapidly. And so definitely we must protect the wild population, but the majority of remaining elephants exists within captivity and domesticity. As far as it being a trick, a favorite quote of one of our founders, Alex Melamed, he says, yes, it is a trick, but then so is people learning to paint. It's not natural for us to pick up a brush and start painting on a canvas. It's a long, long history, you know, long learned activity. So I think it's much the same with the elephants.
David Ferris runs the Asian Elephant Art and Conservation Project, and Strangechamp spoke with him. You'll find pictures of some of the elephants and their paintings on our website at ttbook.org.